As seen with the original 3,000 believers, they shared all their meals and possessions in common. This tradition continued to later generations as well, although not to the same extent. It was a sort of vestige of the fellowship that persisted among them that also passed down to those who followed. As it happens, obviously some were less fortunate, while others were affluent, so they didn't contribute all their belongings, but set tables regularly for communal meals. After the formal worship service and sharing of the divine mysteries, a communal feast would take place. The wealthy brought food to share, and the poor and needy were invited to partake in the feast, creating a shared dining experience. However, over time, this tradition became corrupted. The cause of this deterioration was the division amongst the parishioners, with some aligning with one group and others with another, claiming allegiance to different leaders. This problem instigated the opening of the epistle, which enjoins, "My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, 'I follow Paul,' another, 'I follow Apollos,' another, 'I follow Cephas.'" Not to imply that Paul was the figure they were adhering to, he would not have tolerated it. But aiming to uproot this practice altogether, he used himself as an example to show that even if someone claimed his name as a breakaway from the collective body, such an act was considered sacrilege and extreme wickedness. If such was considered wickedness in his case, it would be even more so when linked with those lesser than him.